Turkey blocks NATO membership talks for Sweden and Norway. By Breitbart London on May 18, 2022. Brussels, AP, NATO envoys failed to reach a consensus on Wednesday about whether to start membership talks with Finland and Sweden. Diplomats said, as Turkey renewed its objections to the two Nordic countries joining. The envoys met at NATO headquarters in Brussels after Finland and Sweden's ambassadors submitted written applications to join the military organization. In a move that marks one of the biggest geopolitical ramifications of Russia's war on Ukraine, and which could rewrite Europe's security map. The diplomats, who did not want to be named because of the sensitive nature of the proceedings, declined to say precisely who or what was holding up the procedure. They pointed to the messages from many of the 30 NATO allies welcoming Finland and Sweden's request. Lithuanian Ambassador Davidas Mačiulionis told Swedish and Finnish media that the envoys had exchanged views about their national security. The discussion was about that, but it is up to Turkey to comment, he said. NATO officials also refused to provide details. They underlined remarks earlier Wednesday by Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that we are determined to work through all issues and reach a rapid conclusion. Meetings and diplomatic outreach aimed at resolving the problem will continue. But Turkey is the only ally to have clearly voiced its opposition. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insists that Finland and Sweden must show more respect for Turkish sensitivities about terrorism. He is refusing to budge over what he says is their alleged support for Kurdish militants. Erdogan accuses the two countries of turning a blind eye to activities of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, even though the group is on the European Union's anti-terror blacklist. You will not hand over terrorists to us, but you will ask us to allow you to join NATO. NATO is a security entity. It is a security agency. Therefore, we cannot say yes to depriving this security organization of security, he said Wednesday, in an address to ruling party lawmakers. The day had started off on an upbeat note. Stoltenberg had said that the military alliance stands ready to seize a historic moment and move quickly on allowing Finland and Sweden to join its ranks, after the two countries submitted their membership requests. The official applications set a security clock ticking. Russia, whose war on Ukraine spurred them to join the military organization, has warned that it wouldn't welcome such a move, and could respond. I warmly welcome the requests by Finland and Sweden to join NATO. You are our closest partners, Stoltenberg said. All allies agree on the importance of NATO enlargement. We all agree that we must stand together, and we all agree that this is an historic moment which we must seize. This is a good day at a critical moment for our security, a beaming Stoltenberg said, as he stood alongside the two envoys, with NATO, Finnish and Swedish flags at their backs. Russian President Vladimir Putin has demanded that the alliance stop expanding toward Russia's borders, and several NATO allies, led by the United States and Britain, have signaled that they stand ready to provide security support to Finland and Sweden should the Kremlin try to provoke or destabilize them during the time it takes to become full members. The countries will only benefit from NATO's Article 5 security guarantee, the part of the alliance's founding treaty that pledges that any attack on one member would be considered an attack of them all, once the membership ratification process is concluded, probably in a few months. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson welcomed their applications in a tweet and said that Putin's appalling ambitions have transformed the geopolitical contours of our continent. Germany, Italy, the Baltic states and the Czech Republic all spoke favorably about the candidates. If Erdogan's objections are overcome, and accession talks go as well as expected, the two could become members soon. The process usually takes 8 to 12 months. But NATO wants to move quickly given the threat from Russia hanging over the Nordic countries' heads. Public opinion in Finland and Sweden has shifted massively in favor of membership since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24. Finland and Sweden cooperate closely with NATO. They have functioning democracies, well-funded armed forces and contribute to the alliance's military operations and air policing. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.